joined by head coach Chet Hurley. We're starting out a basketball season of Milan coaches interviews here on Friday afternoon on KTTN. We go ladies first and then the guys. So we talk some Lady Cats basketball with Coach Hurley to start out the night. The Lady Cats, all things going really well here for Milan early. They are in the championship game of the Tri-Rivers Classic. Let's take a look at that first and foremost. We'll kind of take a look at the future here and talk about the Cats in North Shelby with Coach Chet. Coach, how are you doing today?
Doing great.
3-0. As I said, you know, 2-0 this week. You had a victory over Novinger back a week ago Tuesday. It looks like this team has taken a step forward over the offseason.
Yeah, I think so. You know, we've had some girls really put in some time and get stronger and faster, and all that really that helps a lot for us. So yeah, we've taken a step forward, I think.
Defensively is where I kind of first noticed it. You gave up 47 to Novinger, but you won convincingly. You gave up only 31 to Scotland County. You gave up 36 to Clark County. Is that where it starts for this year's team?
Well, yeah. I mean, we always want to try to be good defensively. We weren't really good the first game defensively, you know, but we were really good offensively. So, you know, so it kind of evened itself out a little bit. But plus being... You know, we're not in shape yet, and that kind of hurt us a little bit. And and then the second and third games, I thought we were really good defensively. Probably against Scotland County was one of our more complete games so far this year. Last night's game, you know, we were pretty good defensively. Offensively, we were off kilter a little bit. But credit Clark County to that. They took us out of our game a little bit, But I was proud of the girls. They battled hard and still found a way to win. So it can't be too upset. We scored 50.
Yeah, you won by 14. What sort of team does Clark County have this year, Coach? How formidable were they?
Long and athletic, you know, and they play really hard. So, you know, we knew that going in. We knew we're pretty athletic, but we weren't as athletic as they were. So we knew we was going to have to match their intensity and play as hard as they do, if not harder. And we did that. We it was just a really fun game to watch. Two teams really went at it. And we took off and got up nothing or 10 to nothing, they kind of came back. Then we'd go on a run. So it was 10-12-point game most of the time. But yeah, they're nice. They're going to be a nice ball club.
Has Marion Dabney improved to the point this year, Coach, where she's kind of your go-to player, and you know things kind of you make sure you get her touches when you have the ball offensively, or do you feel like offensively do you have some pretty good balance?
Really, yeah, she is. I mean, let's face it, she's a 6'2" basketball player that can play, and we definitely want her to touch the ball. But that's not everything we have. You know, we've had nights. Or we've had 3 and 4 girls in double figures. So we've got other girls that are able to put it in the hole. So I think we're just more complete offensively than we've been in a while. That's going to be tough to defend. You know, last night they face guarded Marion really hard, and she's still ended up 17, but our other girls stepped up and was able to put the ball in the hole. So I think we're just more well-rounded this year.
The wing players and kind of your guards, because obviously I'm kind of thinking Marion's probably going to be a small forward, power forward type. It sounds like, are they streaky shooters or are they athletic? You know, kind of your players around her. What are we talking about? Just kind of the team makeup. They have speed or athletic ability, or what does the starting lineup look like?
Oh yeah, we're pretty athletic. We got both the Pickering girls back. You know, one's 5'10", one's 5'9", and they're long and athletic, and they both just battle like crazy, and they're very physical. They're able to put it in the hole, and then of course we've got Katie Pauly's little sister, Emerson Pauly. She is really playing well for us. She runs our point. I mean, she's averaging about 16 points a game, about 6 assists a game, and defending well. So she's really came on. And then we've got a Gray sister, Violet Gray, who, you know, hadn't played much varsity at all. I mean, she has really stepped up, this year, and she is probably one of our unsung heroes, actually. So she's playing well. She can put the ball in the hole, but she's a pass-first type kid. Right now, you know, we got to get her more confident about shooting the ball and doing some things, because she can do it. She just hasn't got the confidence for that. But she's a rebounding fool, and we love where she's at right now. So they backed off of her last night, kind of just daring her to shoot, and she just wouldn't pull that trigger. So, you know, we're looking forward to her progressing in that area, and people won't be able to do that to her later on down the road.
I'm looking at the seven schools in the GRC, Coach. You know, I saw Trenton last night. They come in waves and really play good defense with Coach Richmond. Polo's expected to be real good, and Gallatin got them last night. We both know how good South Harrison is expected to be this year. You guys have, you know, started out great guns and are unbeaten. I'm looking at this conference going, I can't wait for some of these girls' games to commence, because there are going to be some really good ball games over the next 2.5 months.
Yeah, I kind of figured that was the way it's going to be. You know, I was looking at, you know, we were doing the picks. I was looking at what everybody had back and what was going on, and I'm like, this is going to be a gauntlet of a conference for everybody, I think. So, you know, I knew Gallatin had everybody back, and or pretty much everybody, and Trenton pretty much had everybody back. Putnam pretty much had everybody back. So, you know, Polo lost a lot, but they still got a six foot six one girl that can flat play, and she's very athletic. I was pretty much considering this was going to be a really good conference this year.
Short of, I guess, your 30-point victory over Scotland County in the quarterfinals, this has been a really competitive Tri-Rivers Classic. I'm looking at all these final scores going, you know, there's some 10 to 15-point spreads here and there, but pretty competitive tournament as a whole.
Yeah, you know, the past, since I've been over here, every year we went over, this has been a really good tournament top to bottom. I mean, every year you think that somebody else could jump up and win it, and they've always been, it seems like, very competitive games, and that old rivalries kind of come back up, and which is kind of fun, and it's fun for the kids, fun for the coaches, fun for the communities, and it's just a good tournament at the beginning of the year where you can get your juices flowing and against good competition.
North Shelby tomorrow, Coach. I know a little bit about all these Tri-Rivers teams with the exception of North Shelby. All I know about them is they've won two games and they're a one seed. How challenging are they tomorrow afternoon?
You know, I haven't watched, you know, we're starting to watch some film on them. They're good. The old North Shelbys have always had that tradition in girls basketball and boys basketball, and this is just another one. They lost a lot last year, but, you know, they just keep right on replacing, and they're going to be challenging. They're a lot like us, so it might be a fun game to watch up and down the court, and so we'll just see who can outrun who, I guess.
Well, I'm doing that Trenton Gallatin game at 12:30 tomorrow. All I need is you guys to move that game to about 7:00. I can do both. You know, they'd go, can't be two places at once, right?
That's right.
Yeah, 3:00 tomorrow for you Lady Cats fans that are making it over there. Man, that'd be a fun one to cover. North Shelby and Milan, 3:00 tomorrow afternoon. I'm looking at this schedule, Coach. You get back to your gymnasium next week, but Brookfield, they're at your place, are pretty good on Tuesday. We know how good Coach Owens and Mercer are coming on Thursday. And then Polo to start the conference on the 12th. You got some home games coming up, but you got three pretty good teams that are coming into the den.
Yeah, we got a good homestand here in December. You know, looking at our schedule 6 months ago, I wasn't sure how good it would be. And now as we get it into it a little bit and teams start playing, man, our schedule is really getting tougher and tougher and tougher every day. So, it's going to be a fun year. I think our girls are ready to compete, and we'll start next. Start tomorrow, and we'll just try and go on game by game.
Well, it's always fun. We get play for a championship, and the Lady Cats get that 3:00 on Saturday against North Shelby over at the Big Gym at Schuyler County High School. Coach, best of luck to you and the Lady Cats. You take on the Raiders tomorrow. We got Mercer games coming on KTTN on Thursday. We'll see you over at the gym on the 7th.
All right. Appreciate it, Tom.